Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 24th of March, 2013. It was on this day, 1955, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams opened at the Marosco Theater in New York City, directed by Elia Kazan, ran for 694 performances. It was Williams's favorite of all his plays, but he hated the film version of it with Elizabeth Taylor. Tennessee Williams, who always came to opening night, and directors didn't like that because Williams had a funny, high-pitched laugh, and he tended to laugh at lines that nobody else laughed at, so people in the audience were always turning around, trying to see where the noise was coming from, which bothered the actors, of course. It's the birthday of the geologist and explorer John Wesley Powell, born in Mount Morris, New York, 1834. Father was an itinerant preacher. Family moved around a lot. Powell led a peripatetic life. Once he spent 4 months walking across Wisconsin. He traveled by boat down much of the Mississippi River, fought in the Civil War, lost an arm in combat, but he went exploring out in the Southwest. And he traveled down the Colorado River and became the first white man ever to navigate the Grand Canyon Gorge. It's the birthday of Fanny Crosby, the hymn writer, born in southeast New York, 1820. She was blind. She wrote hymns, thousands of them, including Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and To God Be the Glory, and Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, Oh, What a Foretaste of Glory Divine, Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. And it's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti, born in Yonkers, New York, 1919. His father, an Italian immigrant, died before the boy was born. His mother was committed to an asylum while he was still an infant, whereupon a French aunt took him to France. After a few years, returned to New York. She got a job with a wealthy family. Then she took off. But the family liked the boy, took him in, sent him to the University of North Carolina. And then he joined the Navy during World War II, became the commander of a 110-foot ship. Ferlinghetti said, "Any smaller than us, you weren't a ship, you were a boat. But we could order anything a battleship could order. So we got an entire set of the modern library. We had all the classics stacked everywhere, all over the ship, including the John. We also got a lot of medicinal brandy the same way." After the war, he went to the Sorbonne and then settled in San Francisco in the North Beach neighborhood full of Italian immigrants, opened a bookstore there in 1953, City Lights Books, which made its name publishing Howl by Allen Ginsberg. Ferlinghetti did not publish his own book, however, A Coney Island of the Mind. New Directions did in 1958, and it sold over 1 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Julia Hartwig. Demand it courageously. Make some room for yourself, human animal. Even a dog jostles about on his master's lap to improve his position. And when he needs space, he runs forward without paying attention to commands or calls. If you didn't manage to receive freedom as a gift, demand it as courageously as bread and meat. Make some room for yourself, human pride and dignity. The Czech writer Rabal said, "I have as much freedom as I take." Demand It Courageously, a poem by Julia Hartwig, from her collection In Praise of the Unfinished, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.